Your Symphony Scrapbook. Do you know what instrument that is? Do you know what composer wrote that passage? It's probably the first time you've heard that particular bit of music played all alone without the full orchestra. We'll find out later, along with many more interesting things, in this new series of transcribed programs presented by WMAQ in cooperation with one of America's truly outstanding musical organizations, the great Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
That's right, Charles Mountain. And Mr. George Kuiper, manager of the Chicago Symphony, will bring you the story behind the music you love. He'll introduce you to the men who make that music at Orchestra Hall. You'll get to know their instruments, and you'll hear an informal and easy-to-understand discussion of music and its interesting personalities. What's more, you, listening right now, have an opportunity to win two main floor tickets for a Thursday evening concert.
That was Len Arnold, Public Relations Director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, who will tell you more about that later. Meanwhile, here he is to introduce our story behind the music.
Thanks, Charles. And our scrapbook, of course, is made up of words and music, rather than of paper and paste. We do try to avoid the hearts and flowers, and today we're far from that because we have something really big for the scrapbook, don't we, Mr. Kuiper?
Yes, Len, we have. Let's turn to the page devoted to one of the larger instruments of the orchestra, and one of the most powerful, because when it is blown full blast, it can drown out all the other instruments, and that is the tuba. And we have as our guest today Mr. Arnold Jacobs, tuba player of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and I'm proud to say I consider him the best tuba player in the world.
Yes, I think I recognize the very little bit that he played at the beginning of our program. I wonder if we might have him play more of that. Could we? And what was that, by the way?
That was a selection from The Ride of the Valkyrie by Wagner.
Ah,
and I think
yes.
It'd be wise to have him play a little more of that theme.
Good. Yes, that was a familiar theme from Wagner. But Wagner is not on our program this coming Thursday, is he, Mr. Kuiper?
No, he's not, Len, but it leads naturally to the main composition on Thursday and Friday's program, and that's Bruckner's Unfinished or Ninth Symphony, because Bruckner got his great inspiration from listening to Wagner's music.
I see.
Bruckner is an interesting person. In fact, one of the most provocative figures in the world of music of the last 75 years. And there are still two schools of Bruckner who are sometimes at one another's throats. There are those who agree with Bruckner himself that he was Beethoven's successor in the symphonic field.
Oh.
And there are those who feel that his works are bombastic and pompous. In other words, the question still rages, was Bruckner a charlatan or a great composer? And because he is so controversial and acknowledged to be a great composer by many musicians, that we should listen to his works. I admit that there are some very weak pages in his scores, but also some very eloquent passages. There's a good deal of peace and calm and a good deal of sunshine and brilliance. And it's rather interesting that Bruckner, during his lifetime, suffered a great deal of denunciation, but in the last years of his life, I'm glad to say, he had a certain measure of recognition and appreciation.
Well, and certainly Bruno Walter, our guest conductor, thinks a great deal of Bruckner because he has programmed him.
Oh, yes, he's one of the authoritative conductors of Bruckner.
I see. And what else is programmed for next Thursday evening?
Another great work, the fourth piano concerto of Beethoven, to be played by Mr. Clifford Curzon.
Clifford Curzon. He's an English pianist, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken. But originally, wasn't Myra Hess, the great Myra Hess, Going to play that same work?
Yes, Daymar Hess was scheduled to be the soloist on next week's program, but very unfortunately she was taken ill and has had to cancel all her engagements for the rest of the season. I'm thankful to say that she's well on the road to recovery.
Fine, and I'm glad to hear it, but just a minute now, Mr. Kiper, didn't that put you in rather a tough spot? When did you hear about it? It couldn't have been very long ago.
Oh, just a few weeks ago. Yes, it's one of the manager's nightmares.
Well, what in the world do you do?
Artist is taken ill and has to cancel. Well, the first thing to do is get in touch with the conductor and find out what substitute he wishes to have. And Dr. Valder immediately named Mr. Curzon substitute.
I see. Well, and a good substitute it must be.
An excellent substitute.
Yes, he played here in recital a while back, I believe.
Yes, and he played this Beethoven concerto with Dr. Valder in the New York Philharmonic concerts of last season.
I see. Well, now, let's get back, if we can, to that very intriguing instrument, the tuba. I know I'd like to hear a good deal more of that instrument by itself. And
I think our listeners would, too.
I'm sure they would, and that's one of our responsibilities, to give them an intimate close-up of an instrument that they see when they come to a concert.
I think it'd be wise to ask Mr. Jacobs if he'll play another selection.
And we'll let him choose his own selection?
I think that's best.
Good. What would you like to play?
Well, I think I'd like to present something of a more lyric nature. There's a little solo in the Lieutenant Kijay suite of Prokofiev. Just a few measures, and then, possibly, just to get away from the popular misconception of the instrument as an oompa instrument, I'll make a little exercise up just to display the range and the possibilities as far as facility goes of the instrument.
Good. Will we know when the exercise starts?
I think so. It'll move a little more quickly.
We'll be waiting. Well, that was really something. Is that the way a tuba player rehearses?
Well, it is only on special occasions. We're usually confined to long notes and special passages, which they don't feel that they care to give to any other instrument, so they usually assign them to the tuba.
Very modest.
I think some comments on the size of the instrument might be helpful to our listeners, Lynn.
Yes, how long? That is an involved affair. Now, if I don't suppose anyone has ever done it, but if you had to stretch that out, all that tubing, how far would that reach?
Well, God forbid that they'd ever stretch it out, and I'd still have to lift it, but it would lift about, cover about 27 feet.
27 feet, and you mentioned weight. How heavy is the tuba, wrapped up or straightened?
Well, about 20 pounds when you first lift it, and if you have to hold it too long, it goes to about 50 pounds, depending on the length you hold it. 20 pounds.
Oh, I get it. At first, I was a little mixed up.
Imagine it gets heavier as you carry it, block after block, doesn't it?
Just terribly.
And does it get heavier as you sit, too?
No, Mr. Kiper has heard quite a bit about this particular subject. We require a special chair, and as I'm rather large, and the instrument is rather large, we need more territory. So we have to have a chair that's very large and will take care of us both.
Well, now, the instrument weighs 20 pounds. May I ask how much do you weigh?
Oh, 190 on the conservative side.
And, Mr. Kiper, what are we going to do about that chair?
Chair is being ordered. We have to get a special size so that Mr. Jacobs and the tuba will be well seated.
Fine. Now, there must be some reason why you're especially sensitive about the chair. Is there?
I had an experience several years ago with another organization. We were playing a series of high school concerts, and we were on raised platforms. I happened to be sitting on this particular chair this day, and I have a habit of pressing very hard on the floor or the platform as I'm playing. And the chair slid right off the back of the platform with me on it. There was quite an uproar from the audience. The concert broke up, and the children cheered and screamed, and I was the success for the day. Not musically, but as an entertainer.
Well, what? Oh, I don't quite get it. Was this a movable platform?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see. And the platform went, and you went in the other direction.
That's right.
What happened to the concert?
Well, it sort of broke up after that.
Oh, my. I hope nothing like that ever happens at orchestral. Has it, Mr. Kyle?
No, it hasn't, I'm thankful to say, and I trust it won't after we get Mr. Jacobs' specially built chair.
Good.
Something might be said about the size of that horn and the different types of tubas, because this instrument that Mr. Jacobs has is only one type of tuba.
Well, throughout different portions of the world, the tuba varies just immensely. The American tuba is more or less a compromise of the large German tuba and the very small French tuba. This instrument happens to be in C. In Germany, they usually use an instrument in B-flat. France, an instrument in F. This is rather a large horn, and as I say, it is a compromise. The bell is about 19 inches in diameter, and as I mentioned earlier, its overall length would be about 27 feet, and that is increased considerably on some other instruments, and shortened on still others.
How about carrying such an instrument?
It's awful, but the Chicago Symphony is nice enough to take mine in a trunk wherever I go. In fact, I'm the envy of most of the orchestra because I don't carry anything but myself.
I wondered how they got that instrument around. Tell me, I heard that you invented a special mouthpiece for the tuba. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I helped to design one. The principle of it was to make a spiral screw so that the cup could be shortened or lengthened. A short cup gives you a certain amount of change in the timbre of the instrument and brightens it considerably as compared to the French instruments, or deepens it if you want to achieve the effect of the big Wagner tubas that they use in Germany.
Now, could we hear some more from
Surely.
Your tuba itself? Very fine, and many thanks to you, Arnold Jacobs.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Kuiper, I've seen you with your fingers crossed since we talked about the accident that occurred to Mr. Jacobs. And it's crossed over an interesting letter. Is this the letter that wins our two seats to a Thursday evening concert?
This is the anecdote for our scrapbook, Glenn, and it comes from Marion Sakin of Chicago. Interesting story about a young pianist who was overcome with stage fright after he had taken a look at the audience out front, and he told his manager they simply could not go through with his recital. The manager said, "Well, then you'll have to walk out yourself and excuse yourself to the audience." And the young pianist started to do this, walked out across the stage, but instead of continuing to the footlights and addressing the audience, he sat down at the piano and gave a marvelous performance that drew deafening applause. Later, he told the manager that the thought of speaking to an audience had frightened him so much that the performing for it had seemed a delightful experience. And lo and behold, the performer was the great Vladimir Horowitz.
Vladimir Horowitz, probably the greatest pianist in the world. Well, there's a well-earned pair of seats to a Thursday evening concert of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And you, too, of course, can win a pair of seats to a Thursday evening concert if you will send us your question and answer and suggestion or some anecdote, something for the scrapbook. And on Thursday evening, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra will be conducted by the guest conductor, the great Bruno Walter, who will be heard with the Bruckner Ninth or Unfinished Symphony and the Beethoven Fourth Piano Concerto with Clifford Curzon.
Listen again next Saturday at this time to another transcribed Your Symphony Scrapbook for an interesting discussion of music and its personalities. You'll meet James Brell of the bass viol section of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, together with Mr. George Kuiper, manager, and Mr. Len Arnold, public relations director of the symphony. Meantime, don't forget to send in your own brief anecdote, suggestion, or question, something that will be an entry for our symphony scrapbook. Mail it to Symphony, care of WMAQ, Chicago 54. If it is used on the program, you will receive tickets for two main floor seats for a Thursday evening concert of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at Orchestra Hall. All entries become the property of the Chicago Symphony. Your Symphony Scrapbook is presented by WMAQ in cooperation with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.